That's coming up later on today's show. But first, we wanted to catch up with development of COVID vaccines. Michigan's top health officials are offering fresh hope that frontline workers may start to get access to preventative shots within the next couple of weeks. This as our caseloads continue to rise and hospitals around Michigan are nearing their capacity. Kristen Jordan Seamus is a reporter and columnist at the Detroit Free Press who's been following all this. Kristen, welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks so much for having me today.
So Dr. Joanne Khaldun, the state's health director, said this week that she believes hospital workers may be able to get vaccine doses within a couple of weeks. Do you have any detail on that? What did she mean?
It's really exciting. You know, there are two vaccine companies or manufacturers of vaccines that are really on the brink of getting approvals, we think, from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to be allowed to start vaccinating people. Those two companies are Moderna and Pfizer. And there are committees within the Food and Drug Administration that are going to be reviewing their applications in the next 2 weeks. We have Pfizer's is December 10th and Moderna's is December 17th. And then after that, we could start to see vaccines being given to the general public. Now, of course, there won't be enough vaccines for everybody. So public health departments and officials in states all around the country are trying to decide who should get them first. And in Michigan, as well as most other places in the country, healthcare workers have been prioritized as the folks who should be the first to get vaccines.
Do you think that the health workers or the institutions that employ them will have much of a choice about which vaccine they're getting?
That's a really good question. I don't think they will. I think, you know, what's going to be available will be available. Supplies will be extremely limited. And, you know, for Pfizer's vaccine especially, there are lots of limitations because it has to be stored at super ultra cold temperatures. So cold that a regular freezer isn't cold enough for it. So it requires special packaging, special deep freezers that can store it. And so that's going to make distribution, especially the Pfizer vaccine, challenging.
Do we know if the reason why Michigan health workers are getting them is because the vaccines are either made, in the case of Pfizer, or being tested, in the case of Moderna, here in the state?
I don't think that's it at all. I think it's, you know, these vaccines have been in production now for some time. So these companies took a risk, not knowing whether their vaccines would be successful and not knowing whether their vaccines would get regulatory approval. They went ahead and started manufacturing them anyway, in advance, in the hope that these vaccines would be successful and that would help them get them out to the public and stop this pandemic faster.
We've heard that after health workers, that maybe folks who work in nursing homes or assisted livings might be, so to speak, second in line. What kinds of workers might we expect to see possibly in position for the fourth and fifth place spots for the early doses of the vaccine?
Sure. So we're thinking about people who work in jails and who, you know, are a prison population, other folks in congregate care settings, you know, whether that's college and university dorms, perhaps, you know, senior citizens and folks who have medical conditions that put them at higher risk of having severe complications from COVID-19, first responders, people in essential worker jobs. So folks who work at the grocery store, for instance.
And normal humans, what's your best guess about when folks who just contact their physician might be able to have access to vaccines?
Khaldun said earlier this week, they're hoping by late spring, the vaccine will be available for the general public. But all of it is dependent on how quickly these manufacturers can produce the vaccine and distribute them. And also, it depends on whether we might see some additional vaccines coming to market and boosting the supply. I mean, right now, we know Moderna and Pfizer's are the closest, but there are some others that are in development that could also be added to the mix to help boost that supply and get the vaccines to people sooner.
Kristen, have you heard any conversations about how soon after a dose is administered, or in the case of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, I guess the two-dose regime that's recommended, how soon after one gets the vaccine one could expect to start circulating normally? I mean, I assume hospital workers will still be, you know, going to work with PPE for a time, but do we know how long it takes this vaccine to be effective?
Well, there's some evidence in the early research from Pfizer that after, I think it was 29 days is what I read, of the first dose, people had a response, an immune response enough to offer some protection. And then they would get their second dose of the vaccine, and that hopefully will protect them the rest of the way. And that the vaccine with two doses will offer 95% protection from the virus. The cool thing about the Moderna vaccine is that the early research on how that is effective and how it's working is showing that it even prevents those who've had the vaccine who do end up contracting the virus from getting as severely ill. You know, even if you're one of the unlucky ones and you get the vaccine and it doesn't protect you fully and you still contract COVID-19, you're less likely to be hospitalized with it, and you are less likely to die. That's what the early research is showing from Moderna's vaccine.
What do you know about when a vaccine trial for kids might be forthcoming?
That's a really good question. I know that a lot of pediatricians and advocates for children's health have been saying for quite some time now that they wanted to see the trials include children. And they haven't so far. And of course, it's tricky. You know, they acknowledge that it's hard enough to get adults to volunteer for a vaccine trial. But then to have children volunteer, it becomes another layer of complication. I'm not sure how soon we'll see that. And I don't know how long it'll be before we'll have data that can show us that these vaccines are both effective and safe in children.
Kristen, have you heard any conversations either within public health circles or among the pharmaceutical makers about the psychological resistance that some people may feel about taking a vaccine? We know that in communities like Detroit, there is a history of Black communities and sometimes Brown communities feeling like they have been treated as test subjects. And there are a number of people who have said, you know, I'm not necessarily ready to start taking this just because somebody says it's good for me. Has there been any conversation about meeting that resistance or at least having some kind of conversation about it?
Absolutely. It is a really big issue. I actually just spoke this morning with Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist about that issue. And he was talking about how since the task force was created to address racial disparities in coronavirus cases in Michigan, and Gilchrist does lead that task force. He was saying that they were able to really turn around the infection rate among African Americans in Michigan, and how now, instead of leading the number of cases statewide, it has fallen and fewer African Americans are getting sick and fewer African Americans now are dying. And he says that they were able to do that through this multifaceted set of measures that they took. And among them was creating testing clinics and centers in neighborhoods, especially in Detroit, at high-risk communities where there aren't a lot of people who trust the healthcare system and there aren't a lot of people who believe in some of these public health measures, including vaccines. And they brought mobile testing sites to them. They brought like a van that they had outfitted, a Ford van, to provide them testing because he said, you know, if you don't have access to transportation, if you don't have a car, you can't go to a drive-through testing clinic. And he said they brought them to churches and to community centers. They delivered food boxes. They distributed free masks. And they're trying to build trust in the community and to show the community that they're there to help. And he said that the hope is that they can extend the same sort of outreach into these communities for vaccines as well. And so the mobile clinic, instead of just offering testing, could also offer vaccines. And he said it's going to be really important, too, for public health leaders, including him, and he is a Black Michigander, to show that they're willing to get the vaccine, that they believe in the science. And the hope is that they can build that trust in the community, and hopefully they'll get vaccinated, too.
Not to say that the resistance may be limited to Michigan's Black communities. It sounds like there may be folks all over the state who might need to see some of those same reassurances. What do we know about the effectiveness of the vaccines that are close to approval right now?
So they look like they're very effective. Again, it's so early. I mean, we're in phase 3 trials still. But what Moderna's trial is showing are that it's 94.1% effective, and Pfizer's is 95% effective in these early trials.
Wow.
So they'll continue to follow these patients for 2 years and see what happens. But that's a pretty incredible effectiveness rate for these vaccines.
In your interviews, have you run across anyone who has had the vaccine in the clinical trials and who might know if they had a real dose instead of a placebo?
I did interview a couple of people who've had the Moderna vaccine, but nobody really knows whether they got the placebo or the real thing, because these are double-blinded and, you know, controlled studies. And so they won't know until the end whether they got the vaccine or not.
Just one quick question before we leave you, Kristen. We know that the government of the UK has approved Pfizer's vaccine. Do you think that's something that may have a bearing on how the FDA looks at the application here in the US?
That's a really good question. I'm not really sure if that will have any bearing or influence on the FDA's decision, but it certainly doesn't help when other nations around the world begin to accept and implement, you know, these vaccines and take these applications and say, yes, you can give them to our people. Certainly won't hurt at all.
Kristen Jordan-Shamus is a reporter and columnist with the Detroit Free Press. Kristen, always nice to talk to you.
Thank you.